Surrey, BC. Intoxicated people are dying in jail cells in what the British Columbia police watchdog says is an outdated practice of holding them for their own protection when they should be getting health care. A report released by Ronald J. McDonald, the chief civilian director of the Independent Investigations Office, says detaining these people in jail offers no guarantee of safety or health. His report released Monday says police officers should not be responsible for caring for intoxicated people. Too many people die in police custody, often through no fault of the police. The care of intoxicated persons should not be a police responsibility, McDonald's report concludes. It is a health care issue. It is time for government to take steps to facilitate the changes necessary to ensure intoxicated persons who need care receive it from trained healthcare professionals. McDonald says there are options, besides jails, that are already being used in other places in the province, such as sobering centers or having health professionals on site to help. Officers and jail guards are not trained medical personnel, and jail cells are not the best place for such prisoners, the report says. Holding intoxicated persons in police cells, ostensibly for their own protection, guarded by people who are not trained health professionals, is an outdated practice, and proven not to provide adequate guarantees of their safety and health. Outside the legislature Monday, Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth said he had just become aware of the report and will review it before making any comment. McDonald was unavailable for further comment on his report on Monday. The report came after a man in Williams Lake, BC, who was thought to be suffering from alcohol or drug withdrawal, had a life-threatening health crisis in RCMP cells last year. The unidentified man was arrested on November 13, began vomiting about 24 hours later, then was found struggling to breathe and was rushed to hospital. The report says the RCMP's call for help was actually optimal for the man because his symptoms were serious enough that he was hospitalized, but any later would have increased his risk of death. McDonald says the officers didn't commit any offenses in the way they treated the man, but he has concerns about how intoxicated prisoners are housed in the province. The Independent Investigations Office is a civilian oversight agency that investigates all officer-related cases where there has been serious harm or death. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 30, 2023. The Canadian Press.